formations in the canyon, and their intentions are is to blast those formations also. So stay tuned to KGNU through the evening into tomorrow, but what we're hearing is that Boulder Canyon Road will be closed for at least the next 24 hours. Upcoming now is the Celtic program Shotagale.
And kings have sat down to decide and they've chosen a suitor for the young Scottish bride, who wants a crown on a long summer's day. Would you ask for a kingdom if you had your say? Farewell to your father, the king on the shore. Ye maiden of Norway, you'll see him no more. A nation awaiting a queen to command, leaving for Scotland a ring on her hand. A storm in the black sky, a chill in the air. The storm running through her is more than she'd bear. And sleep, it won't come easy in a cold cabin bed, and barely the strength for your water and bread. Shelter from the icy cold blast, cast off into the sunrise as still as the sea. No storm and no kingdom, your spirit is free.
I have traveled far through John Bull's land. No pleasure did I find. For deep inside this heart of mine is a place I left behind. Now old and gray and far away, I long once more to see the green hillside I roamed with pride in the village of Bulfwee. That lovely chapel on the hill, in view of Farron's Isle, and Gorham with its famous tower that was built in days gone by. I pray to the Lord protect them all and grant eternity to the true mankind I left behind in the village of Bulfwee. To an end, and I must conclude my rhyme. I hope one day to cross the bay, if God spares me the time. I stroll once more through Corroughmore and the hills of Cleeronlee, and live it with my mind at ease in the village of Bulfwee, and live in peace with my mind at ease in the village of Bulfwee.
Good evening. This is Pat down at Denver KGNU studio. I hope you're enjoying Schultegale tonight. We've been playing some tunes and songs from some folks who are going to be coming to Colorado this week and or this coming week down to Spanish Peaks and down in La Vida, Walsenburg, Cuchara, kind of that Huerfano County area down there. Beautiful, beautiful area. It's worth just going down for a drive. Get on I-25, head south, and it's just easy. And you get there, and you just are in this beautiful place with a lot of really neat people. Some great, great music, like the stuff you've just heard. We started out with Kevin Crawford and had a tune called 2 Days off of the Carry the Tune album. That's his most recent release. Then the Old Blind Dogs from their album Room at the View, a couple tunes there. And a young band out of Galway in Connemara area called High Time. They're going to be at Spanish Peaks this coming week. The tunes you heard, and the tune and song you heard was off of Sunda, the village of Clockbean, and on Malling. So some great talent down there, and I'm going to keep the theme here for a bit because it's just such an awesome event, and they bring in such awesome players and some awesome music, and that's what we hope to do for you at Schultegale. So we're going to put in, how about the master himself who will be down there this week, Kevin Burke. From people know him from the Bothy Band back in the day, and Patrick Street, and Celtic Fiddle Fest, and so on and so on and so on. He's just an incredible talent, incredible player. I mean, really, this coming week from September 19th through the 22nd, you have some of the best in the world doing what they do. Down at the Spanish Peaks Celtic Music Fest. So if you want some more information on that, just go to CelticMusicFest.com. It's a very, very simple name, CelticMusicFest.com, and you get some more information. Or pick up a copy of the Celtic Connection up there. It's out there somewhere. All right. Let's go then. Let's go with Kevin coming up here. Kevin Burke.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So how are y'all doing? Nice to see you all. Oh, I can't actually see you. It's very dark out there. Well, it's very bright out now. It's so bright I can't see a thing. But you sound like you're a very good-looking crowd. I flew in last night from New York, so it's really great to have the comfort of a nice wet day. Weather I can understand. So, I usually warn people that it's going to be mostly fiddle music, so if you don't like fiddle music, it's going to be a rough couple of hours for everybody. And I thought I'd start off by giving you a kind of a tour, a musical tour. I'm going to start off in the southwest, a place called Slieve Lucre, that is partly in Cork and partly in Kerry. And down in Slieve Lucre, they have a completely different repertoire from the rest of the country. While everywhere else they're busy playing reels and jigs, in Slieve Lucre they play what are known as polkas and slides. Slieve is the Irish word for mountain. Lucre means rushes or reeds. So that'll give you some idea of the terrain down there. It's had a long history of sheltering renegades. It's an awkward place to get to, and once you're there, it's easy to hide. So people who were running from the law used to often head for Slieve Lucre. And strange as it may seem, an awful lot of those people on the run were musicians. Musicians and poets and writers and people like that. So to this day, Slieve Lucre still has a really strong literature and music culture. So these tunes come from down around there, and hope you like them. Well, if you head north from Slieve Lucre, you come to a big river called the Shannon River. And once you crest the Shannon, you're into a place called County Clare. And County Clare is another region that has a very strong musical culture, well known for its music, especially its fiddle players. And when I was growing up in London, one of the foremost fiddlers from that part of the world was living there, so I was able to hang out with him a bit and listen to him and play alongside him sometimes. And I learned about, a lot about his music and the music of his friends and neighbours back home in Clare, people like Junior Crehan and Paddy Kenny and John Kelly. And the fellow I'm talking about, his name was Bobby Casey, and it's probably from Bobby that I learnt these next three tunes, but maybe not. It's a long time ago. Thank you.
on a Lammas night, when corn rakes are bonny, beneath the moon's unclouded light, a held a bawty Annie. The time flew by with endless heed, till tween the late and early, with small persuasion she agreed to see me through the barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. The sky was blue, the wind was still, the moon was shining clearly. I set up down with right good will among the rags of barley. A kent her head was all mine, I looed her most sincerely. I kissed her o'er and o'er again among the rags of barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. Locked her in my fond embrace, her heart was beaten really. My blessings on that happy place among the rags of barley. But by the moon and stars so bright that shone that hour so clearly, she aye shall bless that happy night among the rags of barley. Corn rigs and barley rigs, and corn rigs are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie. I hae been blithe wi' comrades dear, I hae been merry drinking, I hae been joyfu' gathering gear, I hae been happy thinking. But all the pleasures there I saw, though three times doubled fairly, that happy night was worth them all among the rags of barley. Corn ricks and barley ricks, and corn ricks are bonny. I'll never forget that happy night among the rags we Annie.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one there. That was Killian. Killian Valley and his brother Niall, and from their album Colin Bridge. And Killian's going to be down with a zillion pipes to Spanish Peaks. All these people you've been hearing, I mean, they perform, they're teaching, they're doing sessions all, you know, from like, well, some of them will be down there starting Monday. I mean, just hanging out and stuff. So if you did go down early, you'd bump into some of them. But for them, it officially starts Wednesday when they have like a get-together with the musicians on a Wednesday night and talk about the upcoming 4 days. So the official festival then would be the Thursday, the 19th through Sunday, the 22nd. And it's just awesome. If you're into the traditions and, you know, music, and there'll be some dancing down there, some storytelling, just a lot of casual stuff happening too. You know, a lot of just sessions that are, you know, some of them are scheduled, but a lot of them are just, you know, ready to, you know, happen when they happen, you know. So, and you can just go down there, and there's a lot of free stuff too. I mean, if you're, you know, the budget a little tight, you want to go for a drive, and there's camping down in that area down there too. And there's a lot of free sessions and some free workshops too. So it's something for everybody if you really enjoy some really good traditional music and that. So if that's you, that's your thing, or maybe you're new to it and you're starting to like it, if you can all make it down there, it'd really be worth your while. It's really the only festival out there, in our region anyways, that really puts the traditional music on the pedestal. And you know, I hope that people support it and get down there and just really enjoy it, because it's really cool. I mean, it's just really cool. And if you've been down there, you know what I mean. It's really something special. Well, some other things going down other than Spanish Peaks. Oh, I'll give you that. Spanish Peaks got more info. Just go to CelticMusicFest.com. Just a real simple website, CelticMusicFest.com. So there you go for more information. Well, there are some other things coming up here. You know, I mentioned some of the people coming there. You know, Kevin Crawford, Zun Lunasa, along with Killian, and his bandmates will be at Swallow Hill on September 15th. Also on Swallow Hill, since I'm just looking at their listings here, Cocannon and Take Down the Door will be there in October on the 26th. I know it's a little far out, but since I'm looking at it, I'll tell you. Speaking of October, Scary Vore has been a couple times been awarded from Scott's Trad Music Awards as the Live Act of the Year. It's called Scary Vore, and it's like eight guys, you know, bagpipes, guitars, accordions, percussion. You know, it's quite a lively, fun act, and that's at the Soil Dove, Saturday, October 12th. So it should be a great Saturday night there. It's 7 o'clock doors. It's out there, Soil Dove Underground. It's right below the tavern at Lowry. It's a great venue, probably with one of the best live music venues in Denver. So highly recommend that. Also, you've got the I know this is out there, but I just want to let you know, because it's going on sale like tomorrow, and that's Irish Christmas in America. And it's a traditional you know, it's some of the best from Ireland coming in for that as well. If you've seen it last year, two shows sold out. It's also at the Soil Dove Underground. It's Friday, December 13th, and Saturday, December 14th. So they're a little earlier shows. They have a 7:30 p.m. start, both shows. And you We'll love it. There's a lot of fun music, some storytelling, some dancing, all of that from some pretty awesome musicians and performers from Ireland. Again, that's at Soiled Dove. It's Irish Christmas in America. What else we have here coming up? Oh, I know. The Waterboys are going to be at the Ogden. No, no, not at Ogden, sorry. What's the place down on Broadway there? Boy, it's escaping me. Not the Ogden, but right off of it's on Broadway, right off of Hampton there. Well, I'll think of it and I'll tell you. But so they're going to be October 1st, the Waterboys. So that's it for now. I want to play a little bit more music. I think I'm going to play some of our great local musicians also go down to Spanish Beaks. And a lot of the folks who support the trad scene and that are down there as well. So some really great talent, just, you know, morning through night. And so this band is going to be down there. They're called Take Down the Door, and some just awesome people and performers in that band. So let's give them a little playtime here. Take Down the Door.
Creation, though he was in plentiness, he murmured at his station. Though he'd never seen the fair, but the notion it was there. With you, my dear, I'll part and share and hold you in my bosom. Fill your glasses to the brim and toast about the Durham bow, that every lad might get the lass he loves in his bosom. Was taken from his side to make up what was wanting. And when this rib became a maid, just like a rose or a blossom grown, Adam, he began his trade to hold her in his bosom. Fill your glasses to the brim and toast about the Durham bow, that every lad might get the lass he loves in his bosom. Corn growing from the stalk, so will I, my dearie. To yonder barn we did repair in search of pleasure and fresh air. The lassie said that she was content to lie in his bosom. Fill your glasses to the brim and toast about the Durham bow, that every lad might get the lass he loves in his bosom.
Well, folks, this is Pat, and it's been a lot of fun tonight here at Schultz Gale. And EC is up next with Musical Mundi, and she's a big Mike Scott Waterboys fan. So we're just going to let that kind of go into it, and then EC's going to take over and just stick with her and have a fun time with Musical Mundi tonight, and we'll catch up with you down the road on Schulte Gale. Thanks again. You guys have a great night.
Thank you so much for that, Pat. That just brightened up my day. The Fisherman's Blues, isn't that one of the just perfect songs? It strikes me that way. Mike Scott, Waterboys, Fisherman's Blues. Really weird to hear that in certain ways today on September 11th, 2019. Pat used to host the Maybon Festival up in Lyons in September. So probably around September 15th or something of 2001, the Waterboys came through. And Mike was just incredible of how kind and gracious he was, just sort of acknowledging this devastation that hit this country. There was something definitely different in everybody's DNA after 9/11, it seemed, and to have somebody who had lived through a lot of the kind of stuff we're not used to in this country. Wow. Anyway, but yeah, thanks for sharing that and welcome. It is time for Musicum Mundi. I'm EC. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And we're just going to play a great range of music. And coming out of Scholte Gael, I have such a habit of heading north, getting a little Canadian music. There's a new this year.